You are listening to episode number 1880 of the Who Cares News for Monday, January 4th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Well, we made it. Did you stay up on New Year's Eve? Did you watch the ball drop?
I took a nap and then I woke up and watched the ball drop.
It was so sad this year because there was nobody.
Oh, it was weird.
In Times Square.
First off,
J-Lo. I mean, she was the only one there. It's like, what the hell?
J-Lo, well, and Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, well, even Ryan.
But his hair.
Yeah, you know.
Something, either he's gained weight in his face. I don't know.
I think
he
he's
different.
Got a little receding hairline that we're starting to see. I saw a couple of side views of him. Thinking
does he
like,
have waddle? Does he have
I didn't notice the waddle, but I noticed his forehead's getting really big.
Wow.
It's really big.
He looks so much older to me this year.
Well, he's kind of older.
He didn't look the same.
You know, he's got more money than you, so what difference does it make?
Doesn't anybody and everybody.
All right, we're back at it. How about some random facts for today? Because, you know. You've been missing those. I know you have.
I have, yes.
If all of the gold in the world was melted down, it would fit into less than 3.5 Olympic-sized swimming pools. That's it. That's
what?
All the gold there is. That's all there is. Now, that's a lot of gold when you think about
it. That is a lot of gold.
But still, that's why.
I mean, you can make a lot of necklaces out of that.
You can make a lot of things out of that. After Top Gun came out, the number of men joining the Navy to become naval pilots went up 500%.
I believe
it. Wow.
I absolutely believe it.
I don't know if that's going to happen after Maverick comes out, whenever it comes out. God knows when.
Anyway. I was a little bit more innocent back then.
Yeah, I was. Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of New Year's Eve, the original name for Frank Sinatra's song New York, New York was Theme from New York, New York, and it was the theme song for the Martin Scorsese movie New York, New York in 1977.
Huh.
That version was performed by Liza Minnelli. Sinatra re-recorded his own version in 79, and that has become the version everyone knows. Can you imagine hearing Liza Minnelli sing New York, New York?
No, I just can't imagine that.
No. And the Stanley Cup can hold 23 beers. So, you know, somebody did that. I don't know how
somebody
they figured
did
out
that.
How much gold would fit into the 3.5 Olympic-sized pools, but, you know, somebody poured in 23 beers into the Stanley Cup.
But what size beers? Are they like just a can of beer? Is it a
12-ounce bottle? 12-ounce bottles, okay. It says here. A little over 2 gallons.
So I
guarantee you, not only did they pour 23 beers, they drank 23 beers out of Stanley's cup.
Probably so.
And pass it around, and that's why we have pandemics. All right, it's not. It's time for the first Who Cares News of 2021. What is happening?
Well, Aunt Becky's home from prison.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that, I guess. I don't know what
I'm sure she's
do now.
Happy. I'm sure her life has been changed
forever. Yeah, maybe
forever.
She can start, you know, dusting and vacuuming now. She's got some extra time on her hands.
Yeah.
Sure, she didn't do any of that in prison.
Well, I was hoping she sort of developed some sort of skill while she was there.
I'm hoping she'll write a journal, something, anything that'll tell us what her time was like. And then she'll share it in a documentary on Discovery
Plus.
Of
course. Yes. Gosh. Oh, man.
Don't get us started on Discovery Plus. No.
Well, she's still got 100 hours of community service.
I guess they'll pay her a little bit.
And she's still got a $150,000 fine to pay.
Well, she's going to need a little money for that. So you hear that, Discovery Networks? Aunt Becky's available.
Yeah, she needs
a
available.
Job. Put that on Nat Geo or whatever channel you guys own. I don't know. They own so many damn channels now, it doesn't matter.
They do.
Ay, ay, ay.
Well, daughter Olivia Jade Giannulli.
Uh-huh.
Olivia Jade Giannulli.
Yeah, what a name. What a name.
She's ready to get back on YouTube.
Mom's home. We can fire up the old camera. Oh, boy.
Yeah, Dad's not home yet, but whatever. You know, Olivia has a popular YouTube channel focused on beauty and fashion, and it had over 1.8 million followers, which just blows my mind.
Yeah, until.
Now, she's been inactive on it for a year.
Yep.
She's hoping for, bygones. It was so 2020. But on Wednesday, she teased her return with a TikTok video showing off her makeup.
Oh, the influencers are back.
Olivia's looking forward to modeling again and getting social media deals, according to a source.
Okay.
She knows she can capitalize on those facets of the industry right now, but also knows that she needs to reprove herself in a huge way. Now, if you're keeping score at home, Daddy Massimo has only done 3 of his 5 months. Federal prison term in Lompoc, California.
He's got to pay like 500 grand.
He's 500 grand.
And I think I read somewhere he's got a year of like of restricted probation. So like he gets to go home, but I don't think he can go anywhere for a year. Except to model his new orange jumpsuit on the side of the 405 picking up trash.
You know
that
what?
I'm going to love it's seeing. That I'm going to love seeing.
He's a fashion designer. He could make a prison orange line.
It's coming.
He could call it, ready? Orange is New Black. Oops, that's taken.
That's already taken. By Discovery Networks. Hello, Discovery Plus. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Hey, James Corden. I love James Corden. He's
I do
awesome.
Too. James is awesome.
Now, I heard some random rumor that he was thinking about going back to England. Say it's not so, James Corden.
I mean, I think he's been kind of split in time, but I think because of the pandemic, he's not been able to go back. He's probably homesick. I don't know. He's got obviously
his
probably
parents
got relatives
are there.
Yeah. Sure, okay.
Probably other family members too.
Are you saying
are
that
cute.
The rumor is that he's going to go back to the UK and leave us in the dust and not?
Yeah.
Do his late show?
I have
anymore?
To look into that.
Ooh.
Because I'm
don't spread that rumor unless you know,
know
it to be true.
I don't know it to be true.
You know, you and John Oliver spreading rumors, and guess what happens?
All right, so he's awesome. I love him.
No, James is great.
Yep, I love his. I watch his clips all the time. James Corden, he's teaming up with Weight Watchers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, good for him.
He says he needs to lose a few pounds and presumably
don't
pocket
don't
a few
all.
Bucks from the partnership.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm pretty sure they're paying him for that.
So James says, I'm fed up with the way I look. I'm fed up with being unhealthy. This is the year I'm doing it.
Okay, all right.
Because of that, over Christmas, I've eaten everything that's in the fridge because of my head in January. I'm starting this diet. That's the way I diet.
Yeah, that's me too. Let's go ahead. Let's get it all in before January 31st. And then...
We can't have it here if I'm dieting, so we got to get rid of it. You can't throw it away because that's wasteful. So I'll eat it.
Mm. Any resolutions that you've made that you're willing to share?
Well, I got to lose weight.
Yeah, don't we all?
Yeah, got to get in shape.
Got to get in shape.
I'm doing it in my head all the time. It just hasn't translated out into actual action.
This is the year I'm going to try and reach out and contact Halle Berry. I've made that my resolution.
Oh, my goodness. Of all the
some
resolutions
some way, shape,
make.
Or form, I'm going to reach out and I'm going to contact her and we're going to see what happens.
You're
going to
reach out and touch someone.
Well, I don't think I can do that without getting arrested. All right. Speaking of getting arrested, we'll be back tomorrow with more frivolity.
You can call Aunt Becky and ask her how it was or Mossy Mo
Have
Daddy.
A great day. We'll see you tomorrow, Aunt.
That's all the news you could care less about for the first part of the new year.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.